patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony. I'm a baller, high roller, baby. Shot caller, that's right. Ain't nobody gets lazy.
She is Zora, our expert Bucks and NBA insider. Zora Stevenson. Zora, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What are we talking about today, guys?
The Joker never did that well against Batman.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it's the dog days, but that...
It wasn't the best.
Yeah, there's a certain point in which a loss is almost embarrassing, and then it becomes more than just a loss. I don't know anymore in the NBA because not just the Bucks, there seems so many games that are blowouts, more than I remember.
What in particular happened in that game, Zora? What was it?
It always happens. The other team hit tons of threes. That's how the Bucks always get fielding games.
That is what happened. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of the Nuggets game, I remember... I guess it was like a couple weeks ago at this point, the Bucks lost to the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, this is the worst loss in the Budenholzer era.
Yes.
You might have even said like in Bucks.
I did, and I still believe that was worse than this one. Yes.
Okay, that's. I just wanted to know where we stood before we dived in. And I'm not into the whole like, you know, worst, best loss, but I would agree that Pistons loss was different than this one, obviously, because, you know, a different Denver team, and Nikola Jokic, the reigning MVP, 15 assists. That's what Giannis talked about after the game. He was like, Jokic gets going when he gets his teammates involved. So, like, we focus so much on stopping him from scoring, but it's like we have to stop his vision, period. We have to stop him from creating for others, which is really hard to do.
How do you do it, or what do you try to do, even though you know
I don't know. Like, he can't see. Like, you literally need to put your hands in front of him. Like, that's the only way, right? Like, you can't give him any vision. You have to take away his vision.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Am I the coach? No.
Yes. I'll let you coach.
You're a player, though.
We understand that it often doesn't work. It's like trying to stop Jordan or trying to keep Giannis from doing some of what he does. But there still has to be a philosophy of what people try to do. In hope of it maybe working. And I'm like you. I don't know. Run two people at him, make him give the ball up sooner, or you want to try to make him do something he doesn't like to do. Go ahead.
Right. So do you pick him up at half and just, I mean, he's not bringing the ball up, though, and you can't, like, body him all the way down to the block. So you could pressure him when he does get the basketball. Do you deny him the basketball completely so he just can't get it? Or... which may be not easier, but a different way to go. Do you deny everybody else? So, yeah, he's got the basketball, but he's got no options.
You could run into him like Morris did, try to take him out that way.
Well, I know one thing. I know Bud has the answer. I'm not sure he would necessarily use the answer in the regular season, but I guarantee
you. What's the answer?
Agreed.
I don't know. Bud and I don't talk much.
Oh.
Zora can find out.
Well, I thought you had the
but
answer.
He's not, no, I mean, no. Bud doesn't give up his, you know, schematics publicly. That's part of his persona, if you will.
Yeah.
Vagueness. Light details. All right,
All right. You know who you ask? Who I would ask then? Van Gundy.
Yeah, no. And I think by the time I get the answer, it might be irrelevant because, you know, I feel like the NBA is so like, okay, what's next?
But they could play in the finals. They could play in the NBA finals.
But I don't think they're worried about the Nuggets right now.
Oh, I know.
Like,
you're right.
You know, I don't think they're thinking about how to stop Jokic right now.
But I think they have it. They just may not use it. You know, it's on file somewhere.
Agreed. I
mean, they're studying this stuff all the time. They study everything.
They do, but you also have to prioritize.
Correct.
Like, there are no finals if you don't.
Right. This is way in the back. Yeah, it's in about file 12.
Yeah.
But it's still interesting. He's incredible. I don't just like it. Just like you can't compare Giannis to anyone, I'm sure.
Agreed.
Do you compare Jokic to? Who?
I don't know.
Yeah,
no one.
Magic.
No one recent. He's more like the Sabonis who never played in the NBA till he was old.
Okay.
Yeah, but like the passing. It's the passing. It's not the fact that he can.
That's what Sabonis did. The passing.
Yeah,
he was phenomenal. So are you too young? You don't know. That's all right.
Clearly.
That was mean. Why did you do
you
that?
You say Sabonis, I think young Sabonis.
She studies things. She might have looked it up.
She's thinking the wrong Sabonis. I'm thinking, she's thinking the young Sabonis. I'm thinking the old Sabonis.
We're clarifying. We're clarifying.
I just want you to know that Jim McElvain says that he thinks it's possible that Sabonis is the greatest center to ever play the game. He can't verify because when he's young, but he said Sabonis was able to play in the NBA well on two sticks. He had no knees. He said he literally was a cripple, and he was still that good in the NBA. So, I don't know.
He waited to come all
Correct.
The time.
Yes. It's hard for me
to
believe.
He was like 90 when he got
it's
here.
It's hard for me to believe that he was better than Chamberlain or Russell. Or
he was, no, he was good.
But he showed some of what you see from
Jokic. Joker stuff. He can do it all.
There you go.
Guy can pass. He could score. Man.
All right, let Zora say, just talk for a couple minutes about the Bucks, whatever you want. Because you know what my question is going to be. I got only one question every week for Zora about the Bucks.
Lopez.
Wait, what's
he's wondering about Lopez.
Lopez, that's all I care about.
Oh, I was like, is it Brooke again?
Yes.
Every week.
That's going to be every week, Zora. So just get ready for it. Have a Brooke update,
he's
please.
Still getting workouts in.
All right.
Still getting workouts
Any
in.
Different than workouts being longer, better? A workout is a workout?
A workout is not a workout.
All right.
But he is on the court. He was on the court before.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always, you know, getting shots up and stuff. That's always a good thing.
Anybody have any idea when he comes back to play?
I'm sure someone does.
You want to go out on that? You want to go out on the limb or on the trunk? I like to be early, but I have no. I have to go to Dr. Zora or Dr. Smith, who understand basketball
honestly,
injuries.
I take that answer back in terms of someone knows, because it's just so hard. Like, for example, Dante, like, they had a whole timetable for Dante, and he beat it. He's back early. So when it comes to injuries, like, I mean, no one knows until, like, they're ready. And, that, I mean, even the player doesn't know. I mean, you can have goals all you want, but, like, your body sometimes is out of your control. There's so many factors.
Here's what I'll say about the timetables. Of course, the team has a timetable that they want. I remember being injured.
Agreed.
They have a timetable that they want. And like she said, it's not up to them. They don't know how you feel when you're walking or trying to jump. The problem is you come back too early and you're not really back. Mm-hmm. It's just going to create more problems for yourself. So I think nowadays players are more aware of that. Back in my day,
everybody came back too early.
Guys were trying to come back too early, yes. Yeah. Nowadays, I'm not risking it. I'm not ready. I don't feel right. I don't feel free out there. Like I can just cut and react without favoring whatever injury I have or without, you know, limiting myself in some capacity. So guys are just more aware of that these days.
All right.
Agreed.
Understanding there are other things that people view relative to the Milwaukee Bucks other than Lopez, not me, but others. What additional information would you like to pass along?
I think that the Bucks kind of just need to find a mojo. It's not urgent, but it's like, okay, you know, I mean, again, not using the word concern, but you've had a couple games where teams have hit a ton of threes. You know, the Denver game, the Cleveland game. We just need that Brooklyn Golden State energy that the Bucks bring for those real big matchups. We just need it every night. And no, like, you can't consistently, I mean, I know these players are awesome and they're great and they're professionals, but like, you can't bring that caliber every night, but you got to bring some remnants of it, because it is clear that teams are obviously, you know, reigning champs, taking the Bucks seriously. And so Milwaukee can't get by just kind of walking into arenas. They've really got to bring it. And yeah, I mean, Coach Bud, right now the talk is about defense and just figuring out the defense. He's obviously not pleased, but I don't know if I've ever heard him pleased with the defense. But, you know, obviously with teams hitting a bunch of threes, that's at the top of the list at this moment.
I wasn't going to be worried, but I will admit I read the story in the Journal Sentinel. I can't remember who the writer is now, where he said last year in January, the Bucks were like 10-10 or something.
The only reason that is, it's because they have everybody right now. That's the only reason why I'm like, oh, come on. You got everybody. Besides Brooke, of course. Mm-hmm. But, and you know, George has been out the last couple. But you've got your big three who were so successful in the beginning of the season in terms of, you know, just winning basketball games. And so, yeah, you hate to drop it when you've got people healthy, because obviously, you know, there's going to be times when people are in and out. So you want to capitalize on when you've got everybody. And, you know, the standings, I look at the standings, obviously, that's part of my job. The players don't follow us
closely.
They're
so incredibly close in the East.
I mean, the Bucks are fifth, but they're only a game and a half outside of first place.
And they're only like two games out of ninth.
Hey, Zor, they're looking at the standings.
They are?
You're right.
Yes, they are.
But again, there's spectrum here. I mean, Giannis says he doesn't really pay attention. Bobby Portis is like, oh, I'm always looking. So it depends on the player.
I should ask this as much as Lopez. What is Giannis thinking about? What do you feel or see from him?
Wait, Giannis said he's not looking?
Yeah, he says he doesn't really pay attention. He just focuses.
Oh, he doesn't really. Okay, that means he pays a little attention. I was going to say he's got to look at the standings.
Like, what do you think he is?
I was
going to
call him an Aaron Rodgers now. If he's saying,
does it bother him that they're losing? Because I think every team takes on the character of its best player. And I should ask this before Lopez. What's Giannis thinking now?
Yeah, I was thinking we got to get it together.
His demeanor is very even keel, and I think he had started to adopt that last season, just not getting as upset publicly and wearing his emotions on his sleeve the same way. So he doesn't appear very frustrated.
Okay. And he's holding on to that.
His brother is the emotional one. He shows his emotions.
Well, if it asks, yes.
Yes.
So Giannis has held firm to that, even though there would be reasons to have a break in that. He's still...
well.
The same way you're talking about.
Yeah, and didn't it work last year?
I know it did. But I'm saying you would wonder if at a certain point he just might lose it a little bit or something would bother him. But he seems to be...
I don't know what would bother him. You know, it's like, because they're really like, the playoffs are what's going to bother me if we don't perform in the playoffs. But right now...
he's holding firm to the same theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is.
So I'll ask about Giannis before Lopez next week. Because Giannis should always go first. Yes, I will. Giannis should always go first. There's nothing as important as Giannis ever on this team, right?
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Yeah. Thanks, Zora.
Talk soon.
See ya.